Join the conversation.
You're with Kate Talk.
Right, the conversation turns to firefighting, and obviously the recent fire on the slopes of Table Mountain reminded us yet again of the courage and the commitment of the firefighters who put their lives on the line when flames are encroaching upon our homes and families. And if you looked very closely at that latest firefighting effort a few weeks ago, you might have noticed something you wouldn't have seen a couple of years ago. And that was an all-female firefighting unit, its members holding their own on the front line, shoulder to shoulder with the men. They are called the Juliet Crew. And today we're going to meet one of them and hear her story as she joins us on the virtual couch. But first, just for the sake of those who are not familiar with the story of the Juliet Crew, let me sketch a little bit of background for you. This unit was formed back in 2019 by NCC Environmental Services, which is a consultancy firm that specializes in environmental health and safety issues. They partnered with the Working on Fire program, which is government funded, and with the youth leadership NPO, the Chrysalis Academy, which I think many listeners will know, does incredible work engaging with at-risk youth and helping them to find a constructive and contributing path in life. And Dean Ferreira, who is the MD of NCC Environmental Services, had this vision of creating an all-female team in a space that had traditionally been entirely male-dominated. He wanted to prove that women could do the job as well as men. He also wanted to create opportunities for women to change their lives, to empower their own families, and to make better choices in life as well. And here we sit, roughly 2 years later. The members of the Juliet Crew are on the front line fighting fires, shoulder to shoulder with their male colleagues. They were on scene as they fought those flames around Roadsmem at UCT and Vredehoek a few weeks ago. They've also recently assisted in fighting blazes in the Jonkershoek Reserve. They are winning acclaim and recognition and respect wherever they go. Many of the team members come from very disadvantaged parts of our city. They have had to survive poverty and gangsterism and violence in their communities. And the chance to train as firefighters and to be part of the Juliet Crew is something that is a fresh start for many of them, an income stream. Many of them are the key breadwinners in their families, and also an opportunity to find a new sense of purpose and contribution in life. And it's an absolute privilege and pleasure to welcome one of them to the show today to talk to us about how she came to do this job in the first place and what it is like to be a member of the Juliet Crew. Her name is Tozamo Matabata. She prefers to be known as Brizo, so that's what we're going to call her. Brizo, it is a very warm welcome to Cape Talk. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Pippa. I'm very glad you invited me to do this interview with you today.
And I'm so delighted you said yes. Brizo, I know you're 36 years old and that you grew up in Site B in Khayelitsha. Tell us a little bit about your early life before you came to firefighting.
Before I came to firefighting, I passed my grade 12. And then I started, after my grade 12, I started to do a job hunting. Then I've worked from different places. And then in 2016, I saw a post from Facebook. And then I told myself that I must take this chance and this opportunity of becoming a firefighter. It was a post from Working on Fire.
Yeah.
So the reason I decided to take this opportunity, I have a family, and I had a mother who was jobless, unemployed. I had two siblings who were still in school.
So you felt a responsibility to try and help your family. And Brizo, firefighting, when you went home and told them, I'm signing up with Working on Fire, I'm going to become a firefighter, what was their reaction? What was the reaction of your friends and your neighbors and your community when they heard that that was what you were going to do?
Unfortunately, I didn't tell anyone, even the family. Just decided because I knew that my mother's response, because she always wanted me to be a police officer. And then I just took this opportunity to be a field and forest firefighter. And then I went there, and then the requirement, which was a fitness test, was not a problem for me because I was a soccer player at that time, and the fitness was my daily routine. Yeah, then I took that chance. I passed my fitness test. I was hired at Working on Fire, and then I worked for Working on Fire for about 3.5 years in firefighting industry. And then I was promoted in 2017 as a crew leader type 2 because of my dedication and discipline.
Congratulations. Brizo, when did you first hear about the Juliet crew and the idea that there was going to be an all-female firefighting team?
Okay. I met Juliet crew in 2020. Fortunately for me, we were situated at the same base in Newlands. I was still in working on fire at that time. Mm-hmm. And then I was keen to provide the crew with the information they needed about the firefighting because they were always around and we were always chatting all the time. And then we're even working together on the fire line. So I love chatting with them about how they are feeling about the job. So that is when I became more interested to become one of them, to share my experience with them as a firefighter. And then in December 2020, they were recruiting. Then I decided to go there and take my chances again. And then I did my fitness again. Then I was hired by NCC as a senior squad leader for Juliet crew, which is a dream for me, came true, leading all women firefighting crew.
A dream come true, Brizo, a dream that many people can't believe when they see it. There are still a lot of people who think that firefighting is a man's job and that women can't possibly be strong enough to sustain the work on the front line. You and your crew are obviously testimony to the fact that that's not correct. Talk to us a little bit about people's reaction when they encounter you for the first time, particularly your male firefighting colleagues. Have they been accepting of the Juliet crew?
Yes, they do. They do accept the crew because on the firefighting front line, sometimes we do work with them. Sometimes we work alone as a Juliet, depending on the line, on how is the line, how is the fire behaving. So we do get a support from them.
Brizo, do you want to give our listeners a bit of a sense of what it is like to be on the front line of a major fire? I know that Juliet crew was up there on the slopes of Table Mountain a few weeks ago. Tell us what your job entails and what it's really like for you out there.
Being in front of the flames, it's not easy and it's scary, but it depends on the knowledge that you have about the field and forest fire. Firefighting is not easy as at the beginning, the field and forest firefighting. Mm-hmm. But as you get more experience of fighting fires, you get more knowledge about field and forest firefighting. And then if you are able to read the fire behavior, and then life becomes easy to be in the front of the firefighting front line. And then for myself, it's more work for me because I have to lead the Juliet crew. But mm-hmm. With the leading experience I have, you know, when you go inside the fire line, you have to make sure that your crew is safe, and you have to make sure that you work as safe as possible. And then if we go in there as 10. When we come out of the line, I must make sure that we come out as 10. Mm. Yeah, that's the...
Brizo, that the safety of your crew is partly to do with your management and your own carefulness up there, but it's also to do with the equipment and the protective gear that you have at your disposal. Are you guys fully kitted out as the Juliet crew? Do you have all of the protective gear and equipment you need to do the job fully?
Yes, we have all the kit, the safety kit, the firefighting kit. We make sure that we are wearing it all the time, even the equipment. We have the firefighting equipment, ma'am.
Okay. So what would you say are the biggest challenges that the crew faces going forward?
Any challenges? Are the most challenges, meaning on the fire line or...
Or in general, I mean, what is it going to take for Juliet crew to excel in the year ahead? Is there anything that you still need help with, for example?
Yeah, we're still looking forward to get our own base where we're going to be able to know that, okay, if you are on standby, like for instance, where we are based now, we are staying Monday till Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday we are at home. And then on fire season, we are on standby home. Mm-hmm. And then we have to respond from home because we are not at the base. Maybe when we get our own base, we can be on standby from Monday to Sunday. And then we don't have to respond from home to go to the fires. For instance, we are, the Table Mountain fire, we were at home. It was on Sunday.
Yeah.
So we responded from home, and then it took us long to respond there.
And that makes it a very long day for you, I would imagine, because it means a long trip to get to the fire site. You do your duty on the fire line. You've still got to get yourself and your kid home at the end of it. It must be physically exhausting.
Yes, ma'am.
We're talking to Brizo Matabata, who is a firefighting member of the all-female Juliet crew. Brizo, I mean, this was something that you obviously set your mind to achieving and got there. How do your family feel about it now? I mean, you said it initially, you didn't tell your family that you'd signed up to become a firefighter. They must know by now. How do they feel? Are they proud of the work that you're doing? Do they worry a lot about you when you're out on a fire?
Yeah, they are very proud of me, especially now I'm in this crew. They've recovered that I've been on, even on television. They are very proud of me. And then they are very scared that when I'm out there on the fire line, but they keep in contact and I keep on telling them, no, I'm safe, I'll be safe. And then when I come out of the fire line, I make sure that I contact them to tell them, no, I'm out safe.
Yeah. Brizo, if you could do it all over again, would you do it again? Do you enjoy this job? Do you find it fulfilling? Are you pleased with the choices that you've made?
I am very pleased with the choices that I have made, because at the beginning, I didn't even know that I would become a firefighter one day. And then as time goes, I've started to enjoy the job. And as the more opportunities are open for me, I'm enjoying it more.
Well, there's a message in from one of our listeners, Caroline, who said she had the chance to watch the Juliet crew in action with Project Noortuk in the Noortuk wetlands, helping them clear Port Jackson there. And she says, a more disciplined and motivated team of powerful women you will not find. And that comes with thanks from Caroline, who simply says, you guys rock. Brizo, I mean, that kind of positive feedback is, I guess, something you're hearing a lot of this day. Have people embraced the concept of the all-female crew very positively?
Yes, they do a lot on Facebook and on our NCC group on Facebook. So people, their comments, people are proud of us. They encourage us to keep on, because this is the only female crew of firefighting in South Africa.
Well, Brizo, thank you to you and your teammates for everything you are doing out there on the front line of those fires. Brizo Matabata speaking to us there, a senior squad leader in the Juliet crew. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. And I just want to mention that if you would like to get a sort of visual and audio feel for what it is like to be on the front line of a fire and to learn a little bit more of the story of the Juliet crew, one of Brizo's colleagues, Vuyiseka, was featured in a short film quite recently that was made by local filmmakers Fell & Co. for sporting brand Salomon. They've got a campaign... long story short, it's a campaign all about women breaking stereotypes. And this short film of 11 or 12 minutes long is called Her Way. And it features the story of three women who have defied stereotypes in their particular arena, one of them being Brizo's colleague Vuyiseka Arensa. And I've tweeted the link to that short film if you're interested in taking a look, because it gives you a very, very good understanding of the horror and the physical stress that they work under on the front line of a fire. It's also a very beautiful glimpse into Vuyiseka's story, much as Brizo has just shared hers with us. It is a piece of wonderful storytelling and excellent filmmaking, by the way. So watch it for the other two women's stories as much as for the story of the Juliet crew. I've tweeted it at Cape Talk if you are interested in taking a look. It's called Her Way. You only need about 12 minutes of your time to enjoy that movie. Our best wishes to Brizo and the rest of the crew, and our grateful thanks for what they do to help fight fires in our city.